Hello, America! This is Dave Aldwinkle, Arado de Bito in Sapporo, Japan. Last time I told you why an American, yours truly, would take out Japanese citizenship. This time, let's talk about the how. Becoming a naturalized citizen anywhere is hardly ever easy. First, there's always a paper chase, documenting that you have followed the laws of the land, paid your taxes, etc. Then there's demonstrating language proficiency. America gauges it through a social studies test. In Japan, candidates must show a third grader level of ability. Not too bad, all standard procedure. But there's a few more hurdles behind Japan's application. All Japanese have a detailed family register going back several generations. Likewise, the wannabe new citizen has to create one. So you must import a raft of foreign papers indicating who your relatives are and how they relate. You also must indicate whether or not those parents, grandparents, and siblings approve of your naturalizing. Then submit photos of your workplace, your house exterior and interior, even draw maps to show police how to get there. You have to remember every address you've lived at since birth. Write an essay on why you want in, like a U.S. government employee security check. Finally, demonstrate how assimilated into Japan you are. Ministry of Justice judges may come to your house, open your refrigerator, look at your children's toys, even talk to your neighbors. I asked officials if I have to wear kimono or eat some of Japan's more challenging delicacies, but they said, no, just don't make us feel something is strange. Well, that's a tough call. I'm a 6-foot heavyset Caucasian with green eyes and speeding tickets. They said it would take 1 to 2 years for the justice minister to grant permission, and only around 20,000 people get it each year. But believe it or not, I passed. It took me 11 months. I must not have been so strange after all. So far, so good. Knock on wood. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is Dave Aldwinkle, Arado de Bito, in Sapporo, Japan.
Dave Aldwinkle is a teacher in northern Japan. Next week, he'll explain his new name. It's a must if you want Japanese nationality.